ABC Radio Australia.
While finding the money to fund cricket in the Pacific is no easy task, so for associate nations like Vanuatu, 2 years of guaranteed income from the International Cricket Council will make life easier in 2026 and 2027. Now that's the good news, but however, the picture for 2028 is not so bright against the background of less intense competition for media rights in India. It's a situation that has prompted the Royal Dutch Cricket Federation to warn of a 30% drop in ICC revenue, which in turn will mean cuts for all members from the top to the bottom. In the Pacific, for the likes of Vanuatu, Samoa and PNG, Vanuatu Cricket's chief executive, Tim Cutler, says those cuts will hurt.
We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars there for those three. That's a matter of us CEOs having to get out there and really try and find other ways to diversify our funding sources, donations, sponsors, government support. Some of us are lucky to tap into funding like Australia's Team Up, which is linked to our sport for development programs. But yeah, that'll mean that there'll have to be some tough conversations. You know, we only hope that we'll have as long as possible to prepare for this. But unfortunately, that's just life in sport.
Clearly, if there were additional sponsors prepared to come on board, that would be one way of finding additional funds. But beyond that, where would you look? The Dutch, for example, are talking about an increase in player contributions, but I'm thinking that wouldn't really work in a country like Vanuatu.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, nobody here pays for any cricket whatsoever, whether it's player fees, team fees. We provide everything free of charge. And I don't think in a place like this, after everything the country's has suffered post-earthquake, etc., that us going out with a handout to keep things going would be anywhere but very much at the bottom of our list of initiatives. As a single country, trying to do better with finding sponsors and donors, it might also be an opportunity to either work together with other sports in a country or even with other countries' cricket associations to find regional sponsors, whether it's regional tournaments, etc. More and more sponsorships these days are more or less linked to programs and initiatives. It's just doing the best you can to find those companies that share the same values as you do as an organization. It's really finding those companies that have that same mindset and doing everything you can of finding every pot of money that there is around, whether it's Australian government, UN, other governments. You know, we've been really fortunate here in Vanuatu that we're the selected sport for the team support grant that comes out of cricket being back in the Olympics. So we're the nominated sport for there. That's just the life of a sports administrator. So, yeah, it just means more hard work for people like me and others in funding and fundraising positions.
So would it be fair to say that there's a little bit of additional pressure perhaps on your national teams to do as well as they can over the next couple of years to ensure that the slice of the pie that you get post-2028 is as big as it can be?
That's associate cricket for you, really, Richard, that there is always pressure on teams. And frankly, I'm amazed that players are able to be as calm and go out there and play as well as they do, considering the actual weight that's on their shoulders. We've just seen this amazing Ashes test go for 2 days and everybody talk about that. But these players aren't going out there with the weight of their country's cricket program on their shoulders, which hundreds of associate cricketers have. So is there any additional pressure? I don't think so, because I think that is just the world that the cricketers here have grown up in, and knowing that funding is temporary and ephemeral sometimes when it comes to funding that's linked to tournaments. But I think that's the amazing thing about associate cricket that doesn't really get enough airtime. The fact that these cricketers that a lot of time that are balancing work, life and cricket actually have a lot more riding on the games that they're out there playing in than anyone we see out in an Ashes or a big World Cup final. So I think the players will be okay. It's just a matter of, from an organisational point of view, trying to take the pressure off them. And that would be, if I ever looked at legacy for someone in my position, it's having a system in place that means that players are able to go out there and just play, not being worried about whether they'll be able to have bats or balls paid for next season, depending how they go in that one particular game.
It's certainly true that none of the Australian side, for example, have done any fruit picking of late, which of course many of your players have and are still doing. But if we look at the opportunities that they will have as national teams in the next couple of years, the rules seem to change all the time, but there are some big tournaments coming up for the women and the men. The women are right up there at the moment with PNG. The men perhaps have slipped a little, with arguably Samoa at the top side in the region at the moment based on recent results. So a little bit of a shift, but plenty of opportunities for both sides.
Yes, and look, it's amazing. Our women remain the country's highest-ranked sporting team. They're 30th in the world. And it was Chris Laffin, a high-performance manager and national coach here, who pointed out that of all the other countries in that top 30, the country with the closest population is Namibia. and they have nine times the population of our 330,000. So I think sometimes I, and that's a very personal I, but there's also the royal we, need to remind ourselves of just how well our women have done considering the weight of population behind that. And it's just a testament to how talented they are and the potential really that if cricket got to be as popular in Vanuatu as say football is, of what they could be. But yes, they, by virtue of coming second in the World Cup qualifier in Fiji to PNG, they go into the new ICC Women's T20 Challenge Trophy. And that was the next best teams in each of the regions. So they'll be playing in Rwanda at the beautiful Gahunga Stadium in April, it looks like. And that'll be Rwanda, the hosts, Nepal, Italy, Vanuatu and the USA. They're all ranked in the 20s with us at number 30. So that'll be a great challenge. And our men have a super sub-regional. And the first time that all nine countries in East Asia Pacific will participate in a single event. And that's for the T20 World Cup. And that'll be in Japan in May. Aside from that, our under-19 women's are going to be in the EAP World Cup qualifier for the first time ever. And that will be in PNG in April too. So when we do our budgeting, which is always 12 months, January to December for all ICC members, you're not quite sure about what you're getting funding-wise from the ICC until November, December. But when you've got that many tournaments at the start of the year, it kind of just puts a little added bit of pressure when you're trying to assign money to these events. You're not quite sure whether you're going to get it or not.
And that's Tim Cutler, CEO of Vanuatu Cricket, on the line from Port Vila, and he was talking to Richard Ewart.